Good morning, everyone. This is today's Dharma Espresso 1, changing from being narrow-minded to broad-minded. Somebody asked me, I'm practicing the hand-eye Dharma, but if a friend keeps asking me to go to a Vipassana retreat or a Goenka meditation retreat, should I go? This is my answer. First, we need to keep in mind that each tradition has its own signature. Vipassana has been around for more than 2,000 years, even before Buddhism. Brahmins used it as a method to train the breath, and it's nothing new. In fact, this method has been practiced for a long time. It wasn't invented just recently. Second, the evolution of Buddhism has brought forth many methodologies and Dharma teachings. In the past, the Buddha's teachings were divided into 8 stages or 8 parts. Vipassana, or breathing meditation, is only one in a myriad of steps that the Buddha taught. He taught many other methods, not just one. That's the view of Mahayana Buddhism. My teaching is based on the Avatamsaka Sutra, which offers an integral and holistic view. 2 traditions originated from the Avatamsaka Sutra, the Zen and Shingon schools. These 2 schools promoted 2 important methodologies. Breath relies on the body. Once the body is dead, we can no longer breathe. Therefore, instead of relying on the breath or the body, we visualize an impermanent object. For example, when cultivating the 5 meditations for setting the mind, your body is the impermanent object. The Avatamsaka Sutra teaches us a different methodology, which is to cultivate the non-dualistic true mind. The true mind is neither born nor dead. Both Zen and Shingon schools are based on that concept. The Zen school recognizes that our true mind is formless and shapeless. We sit until our wandering mind reaches a state of no birth, no death. We then realize our true mind. Following that practice, at one point, we will break out of the confinement of subject and object, breaking out of the duality of subject and object. This transcendence comes as a burst of awareness. The true mind recognizes itself with subject and object as one. The subject is limitless, endless, and boundless. This awareness is called beholding the Buddha nature, and to the Zen school, it is called enlightenment. The Shingon school thinks there is another way. Once the Buddha nature is manifested, it is a limitless clarity. This limitless clarity must have a root, a seed. The Shingon school believes such a seed does exist, and it has an image. The Buddhas and Bodhisattvas embedded this image in a siddham, or a seed syllable. I call it a seed of light. That true mind, when not yet manifested, is packed in a seed of light. According to the consciousness-only philosophy, this seed is something that can hold the true mind. It's neither the true mind nor false mind, but it will help the true mind to manifest. In meditation, when we sit to meditate, we are not on either side of the shores, but thanks to meditation, we can reach the other shore. Likewise, a siddham is not the true mind, but thanks to the siddham, we can reach the other shore and unpack the true mind. This is a unique way of reasoning that Kobo Daishi developed. When you focus on the siddham, cultivating the seeds of light, at one point the siddham becomes limitless and boundless and emits light. That means you've reached the other shore and the body becomes Buddha. With that said, beholding your true nature and becoming enlightened are philosophies based on the Avatamsaka Sutra that our true mind can manifest in this very moment. Cultivating the Bodhisattva means cultivating to manifest the true mind in both paths of transcending worldliness and engaging with the world to open up the true mind and serve living beings at the same time. The Avatamsaka Sutra shows a spiral path from 10 faiths to 10 abodes, 10 practices, 10 transferences, 10 grounds, equal enlightenment, wonderful enlightenment, and becoming Buddha. This path includes both Zen and Shingon methodologies without any hindrance. One thing you need to cultivate in the 10 faith stage is to train your breath daily until it becomes very subtle. 4 breaths, 3 breaths, and then 2 breaths per minute. Actually, both Shingon and Zen schools rely on the true mind. Only the breathing technique does not rely on the true mind, but it's a boat to reach the other shore. The Avatamsaka Sutra does not differentiate and does not deem which way is better than the other. It all depends on the capacity and cultivation stage of each practitioner. If you have practiced 6 hands and 10 hands, 6 hands plus 4 hands preparing the ground stage, you should not give up the meditation methods following Avatamsaka Sutra or the 42 hands and eyes. If you do not think it is important to practice the Avatamsaka Sutra or the Great Compassion Mantra, and you think it's important to practice breathing technique, it is because you are at a stage in your life when you need to cultivate your breath. We should not deny any method of cultivation. The Buddha said we should open up our mind from a narrow one to a broader one, turning from self-benefit to benefiting others. Go from most basic technique of following your breath to the method of developing emptiness, emanating kindness, compassion, giving, and forgiving, opening up your true mind and developing your awareness of true mind in the daily life, knowing that nirvana is not somewhere else but right here in each and every moment of your life. If you can think that way, then you are opening up your mind to a broader one. We don't want to go the other way around, from a broad to a narrow mind. That means you give up practicing the 6 hands or the seed syllables, citing they are too difficult to practice and understand, and go back to solely cultivating your breath. You reject all the teachings of Mahayana Buddhism. You even drag other people who are cultivating the true mind, following Kuan Yin Bodhisattva's teaching, into only the breathing technique, citing this is the most basic method that they need to master. Once in it, you get stuck in Vipassana, in their methodology, and cannot develop your true mind. Sometimes you also try to persuade your fellow practitioners to go to a 10-day Goenka retreat, telling them they can just go to learn to be disciplined, or they can just go there but practice the 6 hands or another dharma that I teach. No, you can't. You have to study whatever they are teaching there. If you go to Joshua Tree to study with me, then I want you to practice what I teach. I don't want you to practice your own dharma. Therefore, think about how to open the hearts of your fellow practitioners rather than persuading them to go against the path. If your mind is closed or becomes narrow, you start having derogative remarks and a separating attitude, setting up a wall between you and other Dharma doors without realizing that all of them are just a specific phase of your cultivation. You should avoid criticism that destroys the faith of other cultivators. We should be clear and recognize that our cultivation follows the path of Kuan Yin Bodhisattva's hands and eyes combined with the seed syllables in the Avatamsaka Sutra. That's what I teach. If you understand that, you are ready to accept all. If you want to cultivate your breath, then follow the meditation for peace and serenity. By doing that, you'll have a more holistic view and can avoid criticizing other people and going backwards to a more closed view. Keep your mind open. The impartiality and the openness of one's mind is an important imprint of a cultivator. Thank you for listening. Have a peaceful day today.